This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has someone said it hasn't held up? Like, we still reference
people
it all
think
the time.
It doesn't hold up. I think it holds up.
Why? Well, you know what it was at the time and what it is now. It's the gory, just
the world is mine.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
I know, but I, you know.
RJ Fairfield, wrap it up with the calls here. Who do you want the Warriors to be facing in the first round?
I just want to put it out there. I don't like the Warriors, but the only team that could beat them in the Western Conference is the Lakers. I think the LeBron factor and Luka, and I think LeBron ain't going to make that happen. You know, he doesn't want to get defeated by Steph Curry. That rivalry is real. But, hey, I just want to shout out, my baby just turned 1 year old.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Last year I announced that, you know, he was born, and it's cool that you guys took my call and let me announce that he just turned one, and I appreciate you guys, man. This is a family.
So hey, real quick, RJ. RJ in Fairfield, do you want to say hi to Bonte? He just walked into the studio. Do you miss him? You miss Bonte?
Oh. Hey, Bonte, what's up, man?
RJ, I got your message on IG, man. I couldn't believe you looked like that, man.
Oh, man.
Is he an IG model?
RJ, you're pretty handsome, man. I got to say. Just pause a little bit. Pause. Hashtag pause. But, man, I was like, wow, look at RJ, man.
Hey, it's that Filipino in me, man. That Filipino got me young, you know. So I like to keep a little baby face, you know what I'm saying?
RJ, you know, I was up there in Sacramento maybe, 3-4 weeks ago. You guys got it going on at DoCo. But that beam is overrated, man. It's just a waste of energy. Like
you're
PG&E
rooting for the
bill.
Beam tonight, Bonte. You're rooting for the beam tonight over the Clippers.
You know what I'm rooting for, RJ? I'm rooting for a week off. Whatever gets the Warriors a week off.
Thank you.
Because I need
Thank
a week
you.
Off, RJ. Thank I'm tired, man.
How are you tired?
Hey.
Go ahead, RJ. Finish your call. Let RJ talk.
Hey, Bonte.
What's up?
Bonte, you left at the right time. You know, ever since you left, the beam has not been lit, man. And,
you
I'm just saying, man.
Right,
I think you're a good luck charm.
All right,
that's RJ in Fairfield. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, NHG1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Bonte Allen Studio, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Good morning, Bonte.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. No, I need a week off, Shask. I've been going hard ever since my New York/Philly extravaganza.
Oh.
Haven't had a week off since. Couple days here and there, a couple days here and there, but really, when you have a kid, you don't have days off.
No, there's no days
there's
off.
There's no days off with a kid, especially with baby Chaz, man. She's a handful of the mornings.
Spring break, did she have off?
She had it last week. We took her and her best friend down to Santa Cruz.
That's right. The
but that wasn't a vacation.
You got to watch the kids.
It's not a vacation.
Well, you mean you spend a lot of money. You got to do all the driving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your boy could use a week off, Shask.
Did you take 17 or one all the way down?
17.
The windiness.
Yeah,
but it also drops you off right there.
No, it's not bad. It's not a bad drive.
No.
It's like an hour.
It's only a bad drive if there's an accident.
I was just going to say. Rocco, we were coming back from there one time, and Rocco's car flipped over, and the tire exploded. He's lucky to walk away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That took a turn.
Shout out Rocco.
Hey, bro, you get stuck on 17. It's a nightmare.
Who's Rocco's team in Premier League, by the way? Who's his team?
I don't know.
Most
solid. He's been watching since. Since like the 90s,
right?
He's been watching all those grainy games.
I'm not
joking. Fox
I
used to have it.
Yep.
On. He's been diehard for days. I'll text him.
He just signed a 2-year extension
with Liverpool. Really?
Yeah.
That was the big thing for a long time. Yeah. There you go. We're talking EPL with Bonte Hill Studio.
We don't need to talk about NBA now.
What's
I can't stand the damn Lakers. I heard you guys talking in. I just, you know,
I want
this is what I don't want.
Oh.
I don't want a series with the Lakers because of two things. Not because I fear them, and I think it's actually one of the better matchups for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, so you agree with me.
But Luka's not going to go 0-6 from 3, and he's going to go crazy, and LeBron's going to be LeBron, and Austin Reeves, it feels like the Warriors don't have an answer for him. I just don't want to deal with them complaining after every single possession with the whistles and their damn fan base. They're more annoying than Cowboy fans. They are
they're the same
pathetic.
Fan base, but I hear
they bitch and moan and all this Lakers stuff. I don't want to deal with that. So if the Warriors can go on a deep run by avoiding the L.A. Lakers, I don't want to deal with those jokers, man. L.A. fans, L.A. Laker fans are just absolute clowns. I can't stand them. That last Thursday game at Staples, oh, my God. But then Luka and LeBron and Austin,
did you see?
Game fifth foul. Oh, my God.
They were going to, like, bury LeBron on the floor after he laid on the ground for 2 minutes. I don't know if you saw that. Not only does he lie on the ground last Thursday, he then rolls over and stays on the ground even longer, only to miraculously be okay.
Oh, my God.
My favorite part of when we were talking about that, I was like, you know, he's like 6'8", like 250 chest. Like, I could have taken that shot, and I would have been fine.
He is strong, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he is strong.
If Kuminga pushes you, Joe, you're going
like
through
he
the
died.
First row.
Like, can we have a little perspective?
Lakers. I can't stand Lakers.
Come on.
Man.
Well, real quick on that. We'll get to the Lakers at one point, or maybe we won't even get to them. They might not even play them. We'll see, because there's so much still to happen. Your thoughts on just everything that's taken place, Bonte, because we came in on Monday. You know, you go 3-1 in that stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets. That's a huge gauntlet. All those teams were ahead of you in the Western Conference.
Yep.
Also, the Rockets. Steph had 3 points. Wasn't a great game for him. The team looked fatigued. It wasn't good.
The Rockets won that game. Can we just tip our heads to the Houston Rockets?
They were amazing.
I was watching the tunnel. Iman Thompson took the game over the third quarter without even scoring.
Yes.
He was everywhere. I mean, that was wow.
Dylan Brooks had a great game shooting.
Ibay Udoka wearing Nike Cortezes as an NBA head coach. I'm telling you, man. If you're, it's like being ball-headed by choice.
Yeah.
If you're bald by choice, you don't just rock Nike Cortezes. When I saw dudes growing up rocking Nike Cortezes, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit in front of the beauty bus.
My
I'm
boy,
not going to bother them.
When I saw the Cortezes, I thought about my boy Enrique, who would wear the red Cortezes with the long belt. You remember the long belt back in the day? And those were guys you just
didn't
want to cross.
Yeah, you don't mess with dudes wearing Nike Cortezes. So eBay, you don't get talking that talk to Steph Curry. I'm like, wow, okay. It's like being bald by choice. You're about something different that I don't want to deal with.
Well, he wanted to fight LeBron. Well, it was the last year or the year before, right? They were name talking, and he was wearing the red, and I saw the red, and I saw Ime Udoka. I just thought of Death Row Records a little bit. Just a little bit. And he was Suge Knight. I'm just saying.
He does look like a dude you don't want to mess with. Go ahead, Spadoni.
No, you're good.
He's dying to get on air. I saw you assaulted Evan the other day.
What?
Oh, no, I was just going into splash because I was waiting for, I didn't assault him.
Jesus.
I just said, what's up to my
guy? The microphone.
I didn't even go over there.
Oh.
I just said, what's up to him?
You have withdrawals?
He just posted on the story that
really.
He was plugging Evan.
No,
he was actually being a good
withdrawals?
Night.
Withdrawals? Trust me. Yesterday was a day where I almost said click because y'all was talking about Jonathan Kuminga
for some reason. We were not.
You guys were taking calls. I'm like, damn,
there was a
game that happened with the top three, Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond. We were talking Kuminga. I was like, you're going to drive me crazy, which made me not miss you guys and, you know, was able to watch the
it
game.
It turned into somehow, some way. And I don't get it.
It's Pods versus Kuminga. It's
why?
Ridiculous.
I don't.
They're both Warriors.
We literally saw this with everybody. We saw the closing lineup of Pajemski and Kuminga working brilliantly. At the end of the Lakers game, a couple losses, it doesn't work. They can't be on the floor. That's just
they jumped
the shark on just fandom in general the last like decade plus when it comes to infighting between a fan base, and that's one of them I just don't get.
You know what though, JK, I did listen to Steve Kerr last night with Willard and Dibbs, really good interview, and Steve's right. The lineup with JK, Draymond, and Jimmy is just not working. And I went back and watched the game, the Spurs game, believe it, because I got so much time on my hands these days. Watched it back 3 times. And I'm watching just specifically that lineup. And it's like, Kuminga's in the corner. His instincts on getting into the dunker spot, one thing GP2 does very well is he knows when to go from the corner to the dunker spot. JK is still learning that. And after missing 31 games, he's come back to an entirely different roster. And Jimmy occupies some of the space that he was occupying. And then you have Draymond Green at the top of the key who needs the ball in his hands. And it's just not advantageous for JK. It's just not a good lineup.
Well,
Jimmy needs shooters around him. And so I don't know what you're doing. And so JK's not your knockdown shooter. He's 1-4 from the 3-point line. He needs to be in the mid post, on the block, nail position, baseline, dunker spot, whatever it is, but he does not need to be on a 3-point line.
I would go a step further. It's not necessarily just exclusively about that lineup. There are other three non-shooter combinations that don't work as well. Looney being one of them. Yep. For example, TJD being another one. I think they can get away with it with GP2. A, he's shooting much better from three-point land in general. But, like, in a game where Moses Moody doesn't have it going, he becomes a non-shooter. Mm-hmm. Now, him and Butler have some really good off-ball, where Moody's off-ball and Butler has his back to the basket. He's been moving really well without the ball. But almost, I would say, everyone not named Steph, the combinations out there with those guys right. are extremely important. And in that game, I felt like they really missed mm-hmm. Quentin Post to connect a couple spacing. Lineups that were clunky.
Yeah, spacing that floor with the stretch five. And look, QP hit a bit of a bump. Maybe the injury is a blessing in disguise because teams started hunting him on defense, which I think at times affected his offense. But you are right that Quentin Post with that lineup instead of JK. So now you got 5 minutes for JK. And I go back to training camp where Draymond said, well, JK's a three, not a four. And Steve said, well, JK's a four, not a three. There's a blockage there. He's not going to get a lot of minutes there because when he does get 30 minutes a game, the production is really good for Jonathan Kuminga. He shoots 50%. He scores over 20.
His first quarter was really good.
But when he's playing 19, 20 minutes and he's trying to find a rhythm, it's going to be difficult. And I don't know what you do at this point of the season. You got two games left. You got to go with the guys that helped you roll here. And he may see 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I know you got to play him because he's athletic, but the combinations have to be just right. And it's not going to be perfect in the basketball game.
Yeah, I just thought that the takeaway, though, from that Spurs game, at least if we're just glomming on to the Kuminga minutes, that to me is insane. Because in that fourth quarter, with 4:35 to go, they had with 6 minutes to go, they had a 97-91 lead. 4:35 to go, it was Moody, Steph, Butler, Pods, and Dre, and they were exchanging baskets back and forth. That was when they made crucial mistakes, turnovers.
I thought the game was lost in the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yes. Warriors
were 42-4.
Kuminga only played 2 minutes,
I understand. I'm not here to say that Kuminga is the reason or the lineups with Kuminga. I watched the entire fourth quarter. Steph came in early in that game. He came in the fourth quarter at the 9 minute mark and whatnot. And so they had a 12-point lead, and it started dissipating, mm-hmm. and the rhythm and flow of the offense got very clunky. So without J.K., look, everybody wants to get on Pods right out of a bad game. Pods has been on a heater. He had a bad game, but I really like where Pods is at, but this is the problem in the playoffs.
Yep.
Pods has never been in a 7-game series. Right. Moody has gotten sporadic minutes in the playoffs before. Kuminga hasn't really gotten burned in the playoffs. QP's never been there before. Guy Santos hasn't really played. So when you have a core at 37-35-35, and by the way, no team in NBA history has ever won a championship where the top three players are 37-35-35, and you're counting on youngsters who are going to be inconsistent at times, that's a lot to ask in order to win an NBA championship. So that's what we're facing here. I can't wait to see it, but that's what we're facing. So there's going to be ups and downs with these youngsters. So, we can't just go, all of a sudden, this guy sucks after a bad game, after he's been on a heater for 5 games.
We're isolating that game and what happened, Moody missing open threes down the stretch, Pods missing open threes because they're the guys that are going to get played off, and Draymond turning the ball over and force-feeding it specifically to Steph Curry. Look, Steph bears a little bit of it. He made a bad inbound pass. Instead of throwing it to the outside hand, he threw it on the inside. Jimmy, I thought, was getting held with that left hand, but whatever. Jimmy got stripped in the lane, which is a big criticism of Jonathan Kuminga. All of these guys made big mistakes.
Did you think Jimmy Butler had a great game against the Spurs? He got to the free throw line a lot, but I didn't feel like he had a great game in that one.
You know,
personally, I
didn't. You know, Spinoni, it's a great point because you'll see the 16-17 from the free throw line. You'll see the 28 points. By the way, we got to stop crying about free throws. We're at the beginning to the free throw line since Jimmy's been here.
I don't think anybody has cried.
No, it was just some fans. I'm getting whatever. But Jimmy, the thing with Jimmy is he holds the ball so long. So I wonder, Steve Kerr, with the way he wants his offense to run, Jimmy holds the ball so long sometimes. And guys are kind of standing around where they're used to cutting or whatnot. It was a clunky game. I don't think it was a great game, but he got his, right? He got to the free throw line. You stop play. You set up your half-court defense. But something's missing. Something's not right with the Jimmy. And Jimmy, look, the record is the record. You're 22-7. But if you wanted to dive into the record, which is sometimes I don't miss radio because the truth is you caught a lot of breaks during this run. You really did. You played a lot of teams that weren't at full strength. You know,
when we saw Jimmy with no Steph, like that Hawks game, that Heat game was awful.
But more so, it's when you put size and length on Jimmy Butler. Yeah. like it did, like the Houston Rockets did. They could put Jabari Smith Jr. on them. They could put Tari Eason on them.
Jabari
they could
Smith
put Dylan Brooks on them. Dylan Brooks or Amen Thompson. So if you put size and length on Jimmy Butler, you could play him one on one. You don't go for the pump fakes and you don't put him on the free throw line. He scored 37% of his points with the Warriors from the free throw line.
It's insane.
That's insane, right?
But also, he's a guy that, like, if you watch him play, he's going to dribble into the lane or back up into the poster spot. He's their best back-to-basket player. But when he does that, you need to have shooters around him. And when Moody's not hitting and Pods is not hitting, because they're going to be the guys left off, and Draymond's unwilling in the fourth quarter to take those three-point shots, everything's congested. And I think that he's more of a playmaker and less of a scorer than I thought. He's going to score bulk of his baskets around the rim on layups, and that's just not sustainable offense when you're 6'6".
Yep. Bonte Hill joining us in studio. Real quick, Bonte, Warriors pre- and post-game host, NBC Sports Bay Area. Every single Friday, this time for the full hour, Bonte Hill. We got two games to go in this regular season. It's coming down to this. I cannot think of a crazier final week in the history of the NBA when it comes to all of these teams. Like, it's insane that we're still talking about Sam Lovin, who's doing a hell of a job today. All the different scenarios that could still happen, like this one, where the Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers, T-Wolves, Grizzlies could all finish with 49 wins?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's a him.
What loophole did you find?
We'll get to that in a second. Duff Talk Podcast as well. We'll break this down with Monty Poole.
Oh.
The 3-1 gauntlet, by the way, the 3-1 gauntlet, that was impressive, and then you lose to the Spurs. But
the
look, there's so many tiebreakers.
Forever.
We all freaked out over San Antonio, and I was a little spicy that night doing the podcast with Monty. Like, man, these are the games you can't lose.
Yeah.
Like, but again, they're a professional team. Tonight, Portland's laying down.
Oh, my God.
Look, Portland, if they were playing their guys, you know.
Win one for Chauncey?
Read the injury report.
I saw it last night.
Payton
it's embarrassing.
Out, Jeremy Grant out. Scoot Henderson out. Anthony Simons out. Robert Williams has been out. Doubtful. They're probably the best young player. Denny Avdija out.
Is Shaden Sharp playing?
Shaden Sharp? Questionable.
He scored 37 the other night against Utah, but that they're laying down. And so it's probably going to come down to Sunday against the LA Clippers to get one of those top six seeds. And look, you maybe play the Lakers in the first round, but I think it's just important for this team to get a week
I
off.
Totally agree.
Get
Draymond's
6 days
look
off.
Shot.
Look, Draymond, well, yes, but he had a great first quarter. He had like 5-5-4 in the first quarter.
Yeah, but you could feel it in the second half.
But then, you know, he fell asleep on defense and Keldon Johnson went at him 1-on-1.
Keldon Johnson, little turnaround.
Keldon Johnson,
nice.
Good player off the bench,
them.
Man. Yeah, he did. And he was struggling coming into that game. And then HB with the game winner, of course.
Oh, my. Even Wesley was good in that game.
Oh, yeah. The Spurs, they're a professional
Castle
organization.
Castle is a stud.
Chris Paul looked great.
No, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul in the second quarter took it two pods.
No, that 19-3 run to start the second quarter. So the non-Steph minutes, a minus 16. Spadoni, you kind of hinted on it. Without Steph Curry, the first two games of the road trip, it's still Steph's show.
Yep.
It still goes as Steph goes. So Steph's got to be superhuman at the age of 37. But Jimmy, we'll go back to Jimmy. I think that's why a lot of fans are clamoring him to shoot more. And I think that will come. But this is why he's here. He's got to be a bit more selfish within the half court.
Well, you mentioned that. And Pods and Steph, I think it was before the Suns game, they were talking about it because we had Brandon Pajemski post-game saying, you know, Steph and I were talking, like, we need Jimmy to be a little bit more selfish. He's a little bit too unselfish.
Right.
I thought that was interesting that the fact that those two guys, the big ball handlers on the team, were both saying, let's make Jimmy more of a focal point and a shooter in this game. Now, the Suns, I don't even know what that was. I've seen high school teams put forth more effort than I saw with that team. It was embarrassing. Considering what I saw the game after with the Spurs, what do they have to play for right now?
No, they're a professional
they're
team.
They're professionals.
With veterans.
Yes.
With a coaching staff that knows. You conduct yourself a certain way. What Phoenix did on Tuesday, Shasky was texting me. And I said, dude, third quarter, I had the Warriors on the screen, but I was watching Giants. I couldn't watch Bradley Beal. And all these Warrior fans, for so many, you know how many calls I took on Bradley Beal from 2019 till even last year? He really wanted Bradley Beal.
Please.
That guy is smiling with Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry's dotting threes in his eye, and he's smiling from ear to ear. And then I think about his quote from a month ago. Hey, I got a full no trade clause. I'm playing basketball. I'm smiling through it all. What a joke. Come on, man. That was embarrassing.
Jimmy almost went there. He wanted to try to get to Phoenix.
There is an alternate.
Bradley Beal's like, no.
There is an alternate universe where that could have been the Warriors' existence.
Exactly. No, remember the Bradley Beal calls?
I know.
Everybody was
all I
a 6'2 small
I
forward.
I never wanted him.
I never wanted him.
Just think of trading for Paul George last offseason, which they were trying to do.
Thank God
right?
we didn't do that. You know, I was desperate. I was thinking about it.
Come on, man.
Sam, you have a problem with Sam. We're calling
No, not a problem. Not a problem.
Sam the scientist, a.k.a. the son of Sam, a.k.a. the summer of Sam, a.k.a. summer of love.
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam. Let's not do that one anymore. Let's
Hey, I can
else.
See that little City Connect logo. It fits well with
Sam.
Do you
like the City Connect's logo? I love them.
They're not as bad as you guys make them out to be.
No,
they're not
I like
bad.
Them.
They're
I
not
like
bad.
Them.
They're not great. They're
well,
not
the last
bad,
ones
though.
Are not great now. Not, so no. you're walking this thing back?
No, I never said they were great. I said they're not as bad as what you guys made them out to be.
I like them.
I
like
went
them.
In there, I saw them, I said they're not bad.
There are
they're
four
different?
Acceptable logos for San Francisco when it comes to the SF. It's the Niner interlocking SF. There's the San Francisco Seals interlocking SF, which everybody's using. I got it on my head right now. And then it's the two versions of the Giants SF, one being the 1980s, the other one being the classic one that they've had forever.
You need to be a little more open-minded. You're too close-minded with
these
things.
You need to be evolved. Okay. Yeah, you need to evolve a little bit.
You know,
the kid, and you know what? We saw a kid yesterday. We took baby chairs down to the Exploratorium, and his kid was rocking the City Connect. So City, and it was like, oh, you like the City Connect? He goes, yeah, man, these are really cool. The new hatch, man, they just came out. And in that stadium the other day, by the way, the Crown Jewel Oracle Park is aging like a fine wine.
So
I did. I got my steps in, did like three laps around the stadium, and then went inside and looked at the Wall of Fame and everything like that. I'm like, wow, this stadium's still cool. But the City Connects, everybody was dipped out in City Connects. Women, children, teenagers,
babies.
You name it. Babies, baby mamas, you name it. They all had the City Connect hats and the jerseys. So you know what? They're not as bad. And they're printing money.
They're not, though. Because like I've went in a deep dive and I told these guys, like, you don't actually make that much money off of the merchandise, like as much as everyone thinks. Like you actually wasted more money.
No, you didn't.
You made wasted more money on Tom Murphy's contract than the money you make off of jersey sales off just the City Connect.
Now you got Larry Bear's books.
No, don't be a stranger.
Fanatics does not release how many exact jerseys that they sell, and you have to split the pie.
Well, that's fine.
Amongst 32
I'm just telling you, it looks cool. I don't care how much money they make on it. That was my point. The stadium was filled with City Connect jerseys and hats. And they got the orange ones.
Watched the game on television. You didn't see a lot of them.
Yeah. I saw a lot.
You're not going to see 30,000 on this TV screen, each and every one of them. People walking into concourses, eating ice cream, eating pizza.
They're in the Bronx, by the way.
They modified the concourse, too, by the way. This is a little room.
Number one selling jersey for the San Francisco Giants is?
What, Willie Mays or something?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Okay, that's
it's always
fine.
Legends when it
Number
comes
two?
To
Number two? Will Clark jersey, the new one that they re-released. That's how you print money.
Great.
That's how you print money.
City Connects. So I went in there with the hats. It was like,
did you buy one?
I had to wait. Yeah, of course I bought one.
Ugh.
Of course I bought one.
Why didn't you wear it in?
I got getting a haircut right after the show.
888-957.
Regretted his purchase almost immediately, probably.
I was going to buy you
City
one.
City Connects with Vonta Hill, folks. Let's get after it. 888-957-9570.
Back to basketball, man.
Back to basketball.
Giants are going to the Yankees. Yeah.
Exactly. Two games to go. I don't know who the hell they're going to be playing. And I know you say you just want the week off. That's great. Like,
you know what I mean? I just want the week off. I'm too much. It's too much. You guys talk about fans and everything. I'm listening on the radio. I'm driving myself crazy listening to all the Kuminga calls. I'm seeing people in Dub Nation. What's wrong with Kuminga? What's wrong with this? I'm like, dude,
he's
the sixth, seventh man on the roster, man.
You're saying this?
I'm losing my mind right now.
But I feel like the content, you know, when Bonte was in this chair, you know, the producer in me, the content creator in me, roots for chaos.
Well,
for me in the A chair, not the worst thing if we're doing creating content.
Well,
Joe Spadoni over
here. I'm not
gonna
lie. When Harrison Barnes hit that buzzer beater, we did our post game show. I said, "This is as close to Radio Bonte as I'm gonna get." So I'm gonna have a little extra.
That wasn't even close to Radio.
You know what? This is devastating and unbelievable turn of events here at Chase Center.
Harrison Barnes, you know,
inside, I was like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was thinking about you, Shasky, because as they were blowing that 12-point lead in the fourth quarter, you missed that laugh. Somebody sent me a tweet talking about championship, right? Yeah, I guess to,
who sent you that? Tell me who sent you that.
No, the streets send me everything.
Oh, hold on,
The streets send me anything.
Because we play a game every day, which is fun. Which is, can the Warriors win the championship?
Why do you play that game?
It's a game.
We're not even in the playoffs yet.
But it's a game we've been playing since Jimmy came. So they aggregated.
Oh, I know, because you guys are comparing the roster that won the championship to this roster, saying, on paper, this roster is better. And I was like, what did I walk into?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about you saying, boy, if I was there the next day, we would be playing that.
Wait. You mean this one?
I don't just believe. I know that they can win a championship.
Again, you hear the music. It's a bit plain. I honestly
think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even. This isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
But the favorite part, I'm not trying to get clipped online. What does he do to Sam and the IFB? Hey, make sure this gets out on the internet.
No, I said put the Western Conference Finals one out and not the championship one out.
We got three different takes.
Yes.
We got the championship take.
I'm
we got the
hedging.
West Finals. We got the first round.
Yep.
So, the streets sent me that, and they literally said, the kiss of death, Bonte. And this is before the Spurs game.
Well, tell that hater to step up and call
me. No, he's not a hater. It's not a hater.
FaceTime.
No, he won't FaceTime.
Yeah, of course. Stay low, in the words of Mad Dog.
No, no.
Stay low.
Hey, it wasn't just one person. It was, your boy's at it again.
Yeah, I am
and
at
I said,
it.
Yeah, he's out of control.
Yeah,
I know.
Love me.
Spadoni can't control
him. Yeah, I do numbers.
And so then, they lose the game. So I actually logged in early yesterday. I got up at about 7:30. I said, I got to hear what this joker's saying today. And it was straight doom and gloom.
I brought it up yesterday. He's like, I never said that.
I retconned the original take
because we were playing a game. I mean, do we really, the two of you with all of the erroneous takes that you've had over the last five years
want to come at me?
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I've got
we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Did they make it past the play-in that year?
No, they did not.
Hey, we all have bad takes,
man.
Hey, listen, I didn't think the Warriors were going to be in the top six.
Yeah.
I thought it was impossible.
You didn't even like the Jimmy Butler trade.
No, I didn't like the way it went down. Yeah. I never disputed the player.
That's true.
Okay, so you're retconning the original
take. No. When you piss off Pat Riley, that says something, right? And the way it went down, and the way his teammates responded in Miami. Yeah. Now, the only people who shook Jimmy's hands after that game was Alec Burks and Kevin Love, which tells me that that team got no love for Jimmy Butler. And if we were on the other side with Miami, we would feel the same way about him and the way he... Yes, absolutely you would have felt like that.
No, I said, but I'm not, though.
Yeah, you're not. So, yeah. But I'm looking at it from both sides. Got to have perspective. You can't have your blue and gold underwear on all the time.
I am curious.
Wow, that's rich.
Curious.
Coming from you.
You can't be waving the pawpaws all day.
We got a break, and we'll come on back in the
next time. And we can break down the schedule. How does 22-7 run? We'll see.
We'll see how the fans are acting with Jimmy Butler if this team is one and done. I'm just going to say that. I'm just very curious, which is a possibility.
The 9 o'clock hour.
Yes.
What were you guys doing 9 o'clock hour Monday? Something about connected. Is Jimmy Butler connected with
connected
the fan base or what?
Base?
You guys are already starting it.
No,
already starting it.
Well,
Jimmy's not shooting enough. Jimmy's not being selfish enough. The fans are already whispering.
I'm telling you, Spadoni, you're on it. Don't be in denial, man.
Right.
He did this to me with Nick Mullins. He's setting you up for the opinion that he actually has. Look at him.
This guy.
The lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of the sheep.
I don't care how much Brock Purdy gets paid.
I don't.
Bonte Home Studio. Come
you
on back the other side.
Hey, by the way, Brock Purdy ain't got paid yet.
Here for you.
Just saying.
There you go.
Great comeback, your boy
Mike Yastrzemski.
Put some respect on
that. Put his, you know, like
he doesn't have enough respect with the Yastrzemski last name.
A Polish guys, right here.
Around these parts, he got disrespected a lot. But Mike explained, well, I got to give credit to Jungle Lee.
He looks great.
Damn.
Speaking of,
he's putting the ball in play. He's hitting all. I want him in a two-hole,
ideally. It's the speed,
ideally,
too.
The speed, because I think the Giants are going to have to reevaluate that leadoff spot. Lamont Wade Jr., even if he does get hot with the power, I want speed at the top. And with the way Jung-Hoo Lee's putting the ball in play, ideally I want somebody fast in that leadoff spot who can get on base and cause havoc on the base pass. Then you put Jung-Hoo Lee right behind him in a two spot, maybe move Willy Adames down to three.
Here's why I want Willy Adames batting behind Jung-Hoo Lee.
Because
then you get Jung-Hoo Lee at first base, and the pitcher is worried about throwing over a couple of times.
It sounds like
Bonte's been listening to the latest episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys because it's back, baby. Sam Lubman, Joe Shasky react to the Giants' incredible comeback win on Wednesday and the rise of Jung-Hoo Lee's stardom. Plus, what is this team going to do with Camilo Doval? Lubman and Shasky have all that and more in the best Giants podcast around. Wow, Sam, did you write this? Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Subscribe wherever.
It's your heart out, Giants podcasters.
There you go.
All five of them.
Just for a second, peel the onion back here. You know, when you're doing a podcast, you have to coordinate time to actually sit down with an individual. There is no person that has less actual, commitments in life who's busier than Sam Lubman.
Whoa.
I go, Sam, can we do the pod? I can only do it between 11 and 11:15 on Mondays and maybe at midnight on Wednesday nights. I'm like, dog, really?
Sam, you're going to defend yourself? You're going to take that?
I'm just coming from the guy who, how many times in the last second, something came up.
It's true.
I got
a haircut.
I got a dentist appointment.
I'm busy.
I got to sit on the couch with the little guy. I can't do it
right now.
So this guy cancels me.
And I'm doing a four-hour show every day.
No. You know what? I got to defend Lubman on this one. Because Shasky's the king of, hey, let me call you back. I'll call you right back. And you'll be waiting for 3 weeks.
Oh, you see, when I get that, I'll call you back in a minute. I don't even look at my phone.
Last week goes, oh, guys, I got to go to the dentist. I got a softball game at 7 p.m., but I got to get LJ ready, and then I got to do this, and I got to do that. So I'm going to defend Lubman here. By the way, since I've gotten to the podcast world with Monty Poole, Dove Sock Podcast, brought to you by Missing Sleep World, I have to wait for Monty on after game night.
So now you feel me.
Gets a little frustrated, so I start wandering around.
See?
That's why I wandered around in a splash. It goes, check in on Evan Giddings. Okay. Walked in a dim sum, doubling time.
I
walk back into Chase Center. I'm walking around the court. I'm talking to everybody who works there. And I'm giving them my takes. And then all of a sudden, it's midnight and I'm podcasting. I'm like, damn, I've been here all day.
How late is dumpling time open till?
About 11, 11.
Oh, well, that's probably okay. They were going to put out a new rule. 4 a.m. for bars.
Whoa!
They might lift that.
Shaq's going to be talking about that for 20 years.
No, but like now it's actually
Daniel Lurie, we're going to get him out of here? Come on, let's go.
But no, because there's more money.
Yeah, why
Splash
not?
Is popping. But if if you're Joe Shasky, you walk in doubling time, they'll let you in after hours.
That's true. If you wear that vest, we're all that. You'd be good.
Obviously, my tweets are circulating all across the universe for them to find their way to you. I don't just believe. I know.
I hate you guys.
Can I just say I hate you guys? At it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even. This isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get clipped online.
I'm not trying to get clipped online. Which is code for I want to get clipped online because I want to see the reaction.
No.
Because if it would have gone viral, it would have been like, see, online loves me. They love me. It's circulating all over the place.
If they win the championship, I am hanging this over all of your heads for the rest of time.
I would love you to.
Don't worry.
That means we're at a parade. That'd be great.
I'll be hosting a parade show.
Exactly.
Are you telling me?
I'll take a step further. If they win it all, you and Mully better invite me on set.
The silence was
call
deafening.
Me Mr. Predictor.
The silence.
I believed when no one else did.
We'll cross that bridge when we cross it.
He's not even going to touch it.
Let's work on Giants telecast first.
Let's go.
By the way, too many people are excited for me to do Giants games. I wonder why.
Yes, it was good.
Well, I'm not going to say it out loud.
Why? What do you mean?
Say what out loud?
You've been great.
You've been awesome.
Kind of did just say it out loud.
Well, no, you didn't say anything out loud. You know what I've been enjoying is the content you've been creating with the Golden State Warriors.
Oh.
And that's what I want to get back into.
Oh.
Not the Giants, the Warriors. Because
my Giants content been hitting, though.
What's always funny is like,
Blazers
this guy,
tonight,
I'm
guys.
With the Hall of Famer, Chris Mullin. I'm with, NBA champion, Festus Ezeli.
The pride of Yale.
Great.
The pride of Yale.
The pride of Yale. When it's with I'm with Shasky, and we just made fun of him.
No, I don't say that.
Come on, dude.
Shasky got so much love on the post-game show. We even threw you a shot. I said,
I'm the gift that keeps giving.
What happened? Oh, Monty Poole goes, it was before the Laker game because, LeBron James, the last 6 games, only 6 of 22 for the 3-point line. I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God, right? And he goes, why are you getting all nervous? I said, yeah, I'm getting my Joe Shasky on, man. I'm like Sausalito. I said this live on air.
Yeah.
See, that's love.
Yeah.
When I could talk about you,
why did
that means I love you.
And sent to me?
That's well, great. We don't really aggregate much. I mean,
No?
But
no
when I talk about
sensation?
You, it means I love you.
Okay.
If I don't talk about you, it means I don't give a damn about you.
That's true.
I think this is the first time we've spoken since, and this is a possible first-round matchup, The Nuggets firing Michael Malone.
Oh, my God.
Like, no.
Well, he is a dynastic coach.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, let's not forget. We knew that was going to end well, though.
That was insane, though.
Where's that take? Where's that take of me roasting Mike Malone for the last four years?
God. You're really taking this hard.
Because we've had terrible Mike
takes.
Malone.
We've had terrible
it
takes in the past.
It was personal with Mike Malone.
This
take right now seems Mikey. Personal. You predicted championships. Listen, I want the Warriors to win the championship. It means business is booming for 95.7 a game. It means business.
I don't care about that, but Mike Malone's a jerk.
No, you better care about that.
I care about that.
The numbers will be booming. Ratings will be booming. Everybody's
happy. Honestly, if we were talking numbers and ratings, losing Game 7 of the finals would probably be better for them winning the championship. If we were going straight up like winning.
Well, that's what we said. That's what we said in Las Vegas. We said, look, the Niners lose the Super Bowl. It ain't the worst thing in the world.
Just get us to the last game is what we're saying. Just get us all the way back.
What I always say, there's a businessman, Vontae, and there's the fan.
This is what I tell all my friends.
Business
like,
Butcher.
Is it good that the Giants are good right now? I go, if they're good until Niner season, it's perfect. That's all I need. Just me to Niner season.
If
you're talking businessman.
Yeah,
now, the baseball fan, man, I want to win the World Series.
Right.
Of course.
I need them to go 4-3 during this. They got a long road.
Who are you talking about?
Yankees, Phillies, and then the Angels.
This
Giants.
Is a big gauntlet.
This is a big,
I love the Marcus
gauntlet.
Stroman matchup tonight, though.
We don't need them to say, we don't need to get to the June swoon in May.
Is Robbie Ray going to get pitch clocked tonight?
Oh, my God.
What's happening there?
Marcus Stroman stinks, by the way.
He does stink.
Don't have good pitching.
Well, and they're like, he's got something going on with the actual dugout. Can I recommend something for you guys? Dude, do me a favor. As we talk about the Warriors, I do want to get into something very, very serious because this is sincere to me. The reason I get so defensive on Jonathan Kuminga, and whether it's Wiseman, Trey Lance, I just think in general, we're way too harsh on young athletes. And if you have young people in your life, like if you're 23, you're still a kid to me. That doesn't mean you
he's
can't
22.
Get accused of doing something that's an adult issue or whatever. And that doesn't mean that you can get away with stuff. Like I think John Morant has been displaying some really poor judgment with some of the celebrations. I watched this Boston Red Sox Netflix doc, and Jarren Duran is a young player who is featured in the Red Sox doc, and he talks about how he would open up his Instagram every single day, and people would be in the Instagram mentions and in the DMs saying, go kill yourself, you should die, like, just some horrible things. Now, this is a small segment of overall fans. I don't know. I don't want to put a percentage on it. I don't think normal people, like none of my friends are out there doing it. And I'm not saying I'm better than. I just, like, how low of a person can you be to say that to someone? So when I see the way we talk about Pajemski or Kuminga or Wiseman or Trey Lance, okay, they might not be great players or whatever at a given time. Can we at least not dehumanize them and degrade them? Well. And I watched Jarren Duran talk about how he contemplated taking his own life. And that's a severe case of someone who's clearly going through it mentally and struggling. And I do, the more I do this job, I'm more aware of how I talk about players, especially the young ones. And I realize that there's a big onus on me to be responsible about how we discuss them. And I think that there is a frustration level when I do this job every day, when I see how people talk about some of these athletes, where they dehumanize them, and it bugs me.
Well, let me say
sorry,
this.
I was long-winded.
It's interesting. And look, mental health is very important, right? And they go through a lot. But from what I see online about Jonathan Kuminga, it's just a lot of people critiquing his basketball game, which I'm okay with. If you want to critique the youngsters and you want to be extra hard on the youngsters,
the game.
All is fair
again. Yes.
In love and war. But you can say youngsters all you want. We watch Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
In real time, live and direct, who's a older player who's been in this league over a decade, go through some of the same things. So it applies to older players, guys in their prime,
Andrew Wiggins,
young players.
People thought Andrew Wiggins didn't care.
Like mentally, these guys all get picked apart. And some of the people that do the salacious hating and they want to dehumanize, there's no place for that. But for the most part, I see people saying Jonathan Kuminga just doesn't fit. And that's an okay argument.
That's a different conversation.
And that's a different conversation. And when I hear callers calling in about Jonathan Kuminga, I hear him talk about his basketball fit and whether or not he could play in this system. Because there is something to Brady Pajewski played a long time in college. Quentin Post playing 4 years in college basketball. And you get J.K. coming straight out of the AAU circuit to the G League at night.
Yeah.
Think about the AAU circuit. How many AAU teams across the country are playing read and react offense?
Well,
playing
without none.
The basketball?
Almost none.
Almost none.
How many guys on top-tier AAU teams are setting screens and being glue guys? No. It's ball in hand.
So you know what? Jonathan Kuminga just may not be a fit. And in the offseason, Judgment Day will come and the Warriors will have to make a decision. But for this team, for this season, if they want to go on a deep playoff
Correct.
Run, they have to figure out a way to maximize Jonathan Kuminga, because we saw it against the LA Lakers. Him defending Luka Doncic at the point of attack. Him defending LeBron James at the point of attack. He had 19-8 in that game. It was very aggressive. Now, defensively, he can get lost at times off the ball. But on the ball, he can guard when he's engaged. So in order for the Warriors to go on a deep run, maximize his minutes and figure out a different lineup combination to where he's not playing with Jimmy and Draymond Green.
I agree. When we're assessing the athletes, talking about their play is extremely important, and that's where we're trying to keep it. But I think that I see and hear, at least doing this job, a lot of stuff that crosses the line. And it right. just felt like yesterday was an inflection point for me where I lost it, where it's like, guys, I'm a Warrior fan. Why are we pitting Pajemski against Kuminga?
Well, we do that all the time.
We're going to need both of them if they want to go anywhere.
We pitted Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole.
Yes, exactly.
Klay Thompson Which and Brandon Pajemski.
It was Jordan Poole, Draymond Green for a while, too.
Why does it have to be factions?
Right. Moody Klay. This is how people talk. So it is what it is. I don't take it personally.
Well, and if you don't do the whole fan and, you know, being like too like hard or saying horrible things like that, that's just unfortunately people that emotionally have to use sports as a vessel, which I would, again, sports are great and it's a great release for a lot of people, but it could be negative too. There's such a thing as too much, where you get emotionally invested to players and teams that really don't give a damn like about you until you start saying things like that. Then they're going to react, and people want reactions. They want to garner reactions. Oh, see, that person's listening to me. So no one else in their life gives a damn what this person's saying. So it's their own depression, anxiety,
well, I also
whatever.
Think the younger
and they're
generation,
projecting. Yeah, and
the younger generation, correct. And you saw that show, Adolescence. The younger generation, we didn't grow up with the Instagrams and the Twitters and all that. The younger generation is...
Social media started real quick.
It really has.
I'm 31 years old. Facebook became, and MySpace was, I was in middle school. So that's really when it started to take over. And then Facebook was right after that in high school for me. And that's when the term cyberbullying came around. And now that's obviously a big thing in today's world.
Oh.
You mentioned the show. And then now everyone just has it to click of their fingers right here, a phone right there.
But you know what? I see it with us. I'll take myself for example.
How so?
Came in on a yacht. Great guy. Came by the gatehouse. I called him a goddamn idiot on these airways. Said, don't ever call again, right? He came by the gatehouse. Had a sign. Steve Kurt Ponte. And he had his little camera on. And they were live podcasting. So he got me on there. I was like, oh, that's cool. But some people, they'll come up to you. Not Cam and Antioch. But I had a guy who's told me on the text line, hey, keep your head on the swivel. Then went on Twitter, said, hey, when I see you at the Coliseum, I'm going to knock your ass out.
Yeah,
DM me that. I was like, all right, cool. I met the guy. He took a selfie with me way back when. So a lot of these people who say things online
will not
say it to your face.
No, that's why I don't even
take it personal. Keep it about the game. Have fun with the game. And that's one thing that I've been able to do over the last couple of months is just cherish the games.
Yep.
Cherish the NBA.
Yeah,
cherish baseball.
I think where I was going at the beginning of the conversation was that when I watched this Red Sox behind-the-scenes doc, you'd be surprised how influenced all the players are by everything.
This generation.
It really does affect their psyche on
Absolutely.
A day-to-day basis.
When we were having a conversation, Shasky would ask, he's like, you think players really listen to coaches? If they're not listening, their family's listening.
Yeah.
If their family's not listening, their closest friends are listening.
I didn't understand
And they're sending
that
them clips.
First.
And then they see everything online, because everything is circulating online. So
I know
best
everything.
Believe,
That's every,
Steph
Curry right there.
Know everything.
They know everything. They know the schedules. They know who you are. So that's why I try to keep it about the games. Keep it about players. About the way they're playing and not their personal stuff. I don't try to follow a lot of players on Instagram. I don't really care to do that.
I don't
that.
Think I follow a lot of athletes on
I don't.
No.
I
follow the big ones. Like, you got Steph, you got LeBron, and that's kind of about it. Like, that's the big
ones. I don't follow LeBron.
No, exactly. Well, you're not missing much. Bronny James content. I know you're big into Bronny James these days. We got Fast Five in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Poor Bronny James.
Hey, Bronny. He's been hitting some
Brody
shots.
Brody making money. Don't say poor Brody. He's doing all right.
He's not poor.
Poor Brody doing all right.
I'm not saying that he's poor.
He's not poor.
No, but like, he's a good example. Like, think of how he's been discussed.
Oh, are you?
Right? Like, and now, look, yeah. there is a part of
well,
it where you
got punked.
There's a part of it where you're a professional or whatever, but then there's a lot of stuff that crosses the line of how we talk. And I've just had empathy for a young guy in a tough situation. And you can say, Joey shouldn't even be in the league. It's like, dude, everywhere he goes, that's LeBron's son.
You know, who's done it the best, and I would do this if I was a professional athlete like them. Kawhi Leonard, just get away from me, everyone. Kawhi, I'm just like, I don't care about social. I don't care about any of that.
Oh, he's look scary.
Yeah, but
they're the hottest team in the league.
Say what you said to me earlier.
What
in the 7-game series? If they like,
oh, I said this legitimately. Like, would it surprise you if they rested Kawhi a game in a 7-game series just for load management?
They're not resting him. There's no back-to-backs in the playoffs.
You said, so you'd be shocked if they did that. In a game two, win a game one scenario, let's say the Clippers play the Rockets or the Thunder. Let's say the Clippers fall.
What are you talking about? You understand the playoffs aren't back-to-backs. There's no back-to-backs in the playoffs.
I know. I legitimately believe.
So you think the Clippers would bench him in a playoff series?
If I can get Kawhi to rest from game one to game three for 3 or 4 days, absolutely.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not.
You're out of your mind.
I haven't even considered it.
They would.
What?
They would.
Let's get to Fast Five.
See, Carter believes it.
That is the dumbest take
ever.
You're
not doing this.
There you go.
I almost called you an idiot. You understand there's no back-to-backs in the playoffs, right? You're trying to win games.
Sold it for you right there. You win game one. Now I get Kawhi gets 3 games of rest.
So you want to sacrifice a game in a 7-game?
Hey, Norman Powell.
Load management a playoff game.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five.
That is insane.
Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home.
I don't
with
hate
supersonic
that
Wi-Fi. Thank you. Unbeatable internet.
I don't love it. I just don't hate it.
But don't worry, Vontae.
I'm letting it sit.
Vontae made it known that they don't have that read anymore. That was built into the open, so I don't have to read it anymore.
See,
here's my final thought.
Here's your final thought.
I love you guys. On Saturday, Archbishop Reardon is having a great big fundraiser, the Reardon Roundup. It's a cow plop, okay? They're going to break it down into squares.
I'm just getting a double shout out.
And two cows are going to go out there. Whoever plops first on the field, that person who owns that square is going to get $15,000 or free tuition. General admission is $100. You get free barbecue. My boy, Myron Jackson.
MJ Smoked,
and fried.
He just hooked us up for Worldwide Hef's Final Four
great
party.
Great dude. Great barbecue.
The brisket, the ribs, the beans.
He's been that high since he was in seventh grade, too, by the way.
Shout out Houston in that last possession of mine.
There's a few squares left. Okay, there's a few squares left. They're $1,000 for a square. It's obviously going to go to a student park, theater improvements, and tuition assistance for those that need it. Go to the website, www.reardonhs.org.
There you go.
Phil Ferrigno, Lincoln High School. He used to hate when I covered his games because whenever I would stand on their sidelines and take stats and cover stuff, they would lose games. So they'd be like, Ponte, what sideline are you on right now? Actually lost to Tucker. They would be walking down, but he's a great guy. Coach Phil, I know he's dealing with some health issues. He's still going to be around Lincoln High School. He turned that program into a juggernaut. My alma mater, Washington High School, hasn't beat them since I left that campus. So,
has it been long?
No, it hasn't been that long, but it's been a long time. Maybe like 15 years in a row. You probably text me in a second to let me know, and I'm not going to recite it, but they've been dominating the Bell game, so hopefully this turns the tide in that rivalry. But Coach Phil, enjoy retirement.
My final thought, real quick, this is the best weekend in sports.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Where's the twinkle? Give it to me. Give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Just give it to me. Fade out this music. Just fade out this one. Bring it up. Come on. Give it to me.
Masters.
Where's it at? Come on. Come on.
It's not the best weekend of sports because of the Masters. Carter texted me on Monday with it. I didn't even reply. Did I reply to you, Carter?
Yeah, you did. You said you can't believe that. But I was the first one to say this about 4 months ago. It's true. It's the best weekend of sports.
You get baseball all weekend. You got NBA, like the Clippers madness. It's going to be insane. And then you get the Masters.
You got to lock in on the Masters, dude. It's just the best event in sports.
I'm calling it. Scottie Scheffler, first one since Tiger back 20-plus years ago to go back-to-back. Scottie Scheffler. The beard, Bonte.
Especially because Bonte doesn't like Bryson.
You don't like Bryson? By the way, I was watching the Warriors the other day. The same hairstyle and beard. A little TJD to you. Not going to lie.
Me, TJD, grew his beard out. It's a little Bonte to TJD.
Whoa.
I love Trace. That's my guy. But it's a little Bonte to TJ. Come on, you guys got to stop.
What?
Like, seriously.
What?
No, I'm getting cranky.
What? You know what?
This isn't the best weekend of sports. March Madness opening weekend? NFL draft?
You didn't watch a second March Madness.
It's all
oh, yes, I did. What else? What else? And the first weekend of college football?
Did you all those see great that final
games?
Shot?
Neutral site games? Ugh. Oh, it was terrible.
Houston, get a terrible. Shot off, but
what about the opening weekend of the NFL?
Yeah.
Opening weekend of basketball? What?
That's the Masters?
Divisional
Nobody's
round. Cared about the divisional Masters since Tiger Woods has fallen off the rail. Oh, my gosh.
Divisional round is better than the NFL opening weekend.
I will agree with that.
Agree. Yeah.
Divisional round is better.
Any playoff matchup is better.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to go NFL, like,
all right, well, okay, divisional round is better than the Masters weekend.
Nope.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Championship Sunday at Wimbledon, maybe?
Come on.
The divisional round of the playoffs in the NFL is not better than Masters weekend.
It's amazing, but, you know, Augusta's Augusta.
Oh, my God.
You know what's even better, actually, and makes this weekend the best? My Oakland Roots taking on FC Tulsa tomorrow, baby. We're looking for our first win. KTVU Plus, ESPN Plus. Check it out. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Steiny and Goo next.
In a second, Dave Fleming's brother, Will Fleming, looks exactly and sounds exactly like him. He's on the Red Sox doc all over it.
Shut up. We had him on last year.
I know, but it's uncanny how much they look alike. Spadoni?
Sure. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I don't just believe. I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. Like, I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get, clipped online. I'm being dead serious.